Hello and welcome to our very first episode of the year. I have taken so long to record this and it's going to be worth it, trust me. How are you doing? I hope you're doing fine. I hope life is being kind to you. If it's not, I believe it's going to get better. I don't have the answers. I think that is very clear. So whatever you're going through, wherever you are at this point of life, I hope you're learning from it. And I hope life is being kind to you. My name is Lionel Oye, and I am the host and propertier. I don't know what to do when you're on. Like, I own this podcast. That is the music to my ears that I hope will pick up and surpass my wildest dreams. And I believe one time is going to. Let's just get to the gist of the story. Now, the reason I haven't recorded in a while was I was home. And then after that, January started with, like, not ups and down, but January was all over the place. I'm actually recording on the last day of January, I hope. The second last day. This is the 30th of January. So, like, January has been all over the place, and with good measure, because I got into my own house. I moved out, started doing my own cooking, which is fun, by the way. My friends think it's weird, but it's fun that I get to cook for myself. I remember the first time I cooked, I was like, ooh, my best meal for myself. Yeah, I had a very good point in life. I am navigating certain things. I am building amazing friendships. There are friendships that are realigned. They're not what they were, but they're being things that are better. Even the ones that I've let go of, maybe the lessons I've learned from them that I need to learn, or the things I'm still learning from them, you know. So I'm going to give a recap of how I am planning to survive this particular year, or things I've done so far, you know, to make my life better. I feel like if I would have recorded this earlier, you know, it would have been dishonest, because I felt like I didn't have my shit together for like the first week. So I don't think I had anything to tell people about how to navigate life if my own was like in turmoil. Now, first things first, I replaced New Year resolutions with best case scenarios. The good thing with best case scenarios is you think of the best thing you can achieve in a year. You like go for your wildest dreams. Think of the best thing you can achieve and then write it down, you know. Write it down and then start working towards it. Like, make a single step, you know. That now, it is going to be a combination of the universe and life pulling you towards the things you want, but you're going to have to like put in a bit of the work. Like, if you want to be in the music industry, write your songs, you know, write your songs, sing, put out covers outside there and everything. You know, if there's a job you want, apply. I saw something somewhere that was funny. This lady was like, she's applying for the position of a vice chancellor. She was like, I'm not waiting for 10 years or 20 years to be qualified. It was a joke. It was not like real, but like, in that sense, I was like, we keep waiting to get to certain heights to do things. You know, if I get disqualified, I'm going to do it. And even with this podcast, I remember for the longest time, it was like, if I get this particular equipment, I'm going to improve this. I'm going to record videos when I get this particular equipment. And then sometimes you realize that things never, you know, you're going to have to do things, and some things will meet you halfway. It is a lesson I'm still learning. It's ongoing. It's not yet there, but I've learned to be kinder with myself, and I appreciate like how much work I put, because especially with this podcast now, if anyone came back and listened to this and then they were like, yo, but this is good. It's like, yes, it's good because I put in the work, you know, like the audio equipment is just going to be half of the work, but I put in the work by doing this. So back to best case scenarios. Last year, one of the things I wanted to do was meet Adele Onyango. And I remember I saw this prompt on Twitter, and then the person said, oh, think of the best things that would happen to you this particular year. Write them down and then, you know, just let go of them. And I went back and I looked and I wrote. And then in July, I got the call from Legally Clueless that they wanted to record my story and all that. So that happened. It was like so fast. It was so surreal. Really, I couldn't believe like that was happening. That happened, recorded. And then I met her again, I think in August, you know. So that particular year, it was like there are repairs that are ongoing. So you're going to hear some noise in the background. I'll try and pause whenever they get too loud. If you hear anything, just no repairs are going on. So like after that happened, I think it opened my eyes to the possibility of some of the things I wanted could happen. And it also, in the same list, like, some things did not happen. I did not get my face on a Nivea billboard, like my face on a billboard for Nivea, but that is still coming. Hey people, I still have time, you know, I'm still young and all. So yeah, best case scenario. So yeah, write your best case scenarios. I know they're going to come true. If 10 of them do not come through, one is going to come through. Like, I met Adele, hey. The next thing is change kindly. Now, this is, I think, a lesson I keep learning. And I remember a friend, like, used to force this on me. And I actually think I'm one of the people who have worked on themselves. Not, like, a lot, but I try with myself and I'm kind to myself. But I realized, like, when I was in certain situations, I would be not mean, but I would be very critical of myself. And you realize you cannot shame yourself into change. So the best option is, please change kindly. You know, everything you want, like, if you want to let go of a habit, if you no longer want to hang around certain groups, if there are things you need to let go, do it kindly. Because it's not going to be of benefit to yourself to tell yourself, oh, you're a fool, you cannot drop this because you're silly, you cannot drop this because you're a fool and all this. It does not help anyone, you know. So change kindly. Another thing is write affirmations. My mirror right now has affirmations, and I had the first part that someone erased, and then I wrote the second part. So while I was writing the last one, which is I have always been enough, I remember I wanted to write I am enough, and then I realized I have always been enough. And I know where that like stems from. When I was in primary school, I think, I was bullied partly. And then there was the whole aspect of we did not fit in, like me and my siblings. I don't know about them. Let me speak for myself. But from what we've shared over the years, we did not really fit in. So one of the things that stood out was we never felt like financially we were there. You know, my parents were putting in everything they could because they took us to a very prestigious primary school. But like the problem with that was we never did fit in, you know. We do not know the latest games, do not know the latest movies, and kids are mean. So we never did fit in. So I remember meeting someone last year, I think in December, and then I felt not inadequate. But every feeling, every insecurity I had when I was a kid came rushing back. And then you think, yo, but I've worked through it, you know, and I think, ah, I am older, why is this being triggered? And then you realize what you do not confront stays there until you're ready to confront it. So I have realized with that I need to always remind the younger me, the younger version of me, that you have always been enough. Even in those instances, it was not about what people thought about you. It should have always been about what you thought about yourself. And I think very highly of myself at the moment. And sometimes I'm like, I wish I could go back and just grab whatever younger version of me and be like, please sober up, you know, you're such an amazing being and all these things. But that is not how it works. So at whatever point you are, be kind to yourself and always remember you are always enough, even with your inadequacies in the places where you go wrong, in all of these things, you are always going to be enough. That is not up for question. The next thing is a bit more serious. Okay, everything is serious on this podcast, but the next thing is a bit more serious. Please evaluate where your money and your time is going. Time is money, so the two are correlated. I realized I was spending a lot of my time on the internet for things that I should not have been spending time on. You know, this is not even with TikTok, you know. But in wanting to go, like in wanting to stop doing that, I would try by, you know, just cutting off things once, which does not work for me. Maybe it works for some of you, but I'm not the type that will go to cold turkey and just leave things. So I've realized, like, I go pole, slowly, like with TikTok or with Telegram, whatever app I want to get off. The thing I do nowadays is I delete the first time and then I reinstall it. Like, in a moment of weakness, I reinstall it. And then after I've binged, like if I do TikTok, like straight binging for like an hour or 2 hours, and then I feel guilty, I delete the fucking app. I delete it and then I don't feel guilty. Like I delete the thing. And then if tomorrow I feel like I want to reinstall it, I will. And then I'll delete it again. Like sometimes I'll be like it doesn't make sense to like get an app and then delete it. It's like the relationships, like there were friendships or even romantic relationships that would not work, and then I would either block or I'd stop talking to someone, and then they come back and then I start talking to them again, and then I would be like, oh, I don't think I want to speak to you because of such and such. And then I would feel guilty because it was always something with me, you know. We would talk to a point and then I feel like it's no longer giving, and then I would be like, yo, this is not working, can we stop talking? Which does not make sense, I know, but like that is what I would do, like mostly with relationships. It will be like someone has disappointed me in the past, but I'm like, I have to give this a second chance. And then they do something and then I do not talk about it. And then one time it just hits me out of the blue, like, wait, you said that to me and I was okay with that. That does not sound right. And then whenever the next time we talk, I'm like, yeah, excuse, I remember you did this and this and this, and I don't know why I did not speak up, but it was not right, you know. And then I'm like, can we take a break? And then they're like, that doesn't make sense. You're always asking for breaks. And then I would feel guilty. At this moment, I'm just like, if I ask for 10 breaks, give me those 10 breaks. I do not fucking care. Whatever it does to you, if it's going to inconvenience me, I do not want it. So if you get like 20s, oh, this is not working, adjust, you know. That sounds selfish, but hey, sometimes I have to put myself first. I have to put myself first, Lucia. So I don't know what lesson I was talking about. But yeah, no matter how many times, like, go off, go on. Even with your relationships, with friendships, if it's not working, until you're ready to know where you stand. With a lot of those relationships right now, I know where we stand. And they also know where we stand. So I don't think that is a problem. So where I was going with this was, watch where your money and time is going. Like, do an audit. It doesn't have to be like hourly, you know, but like, you know, like where your time is going, and then curb the things that take away from your time. Because the expression time is money sounds a bit silly, but at the end of the day, time really is money, you know. Whatever you feed grows. So if you're feeding the internet, I don't know if the internet ever grows, but like, if something is taking away from your time, you need to curb that. And I realized even with my sleep schedule, I have an amazing sleep schedule nowadays. It's like by 11, I am asleep. And then I wake up at 6. I used to have like a problem with sleep, like insomnia and all these things. Nowadays, it's like by 11, the agreement is we are asleep. By 6, we're not waking up until 6. Whether I wake up earlier, like I was prone to do before, I'll wake up and then I'll find a way to go back to sleep. I don't wake up and then I start scrolling the phone. And that has been mainly because my days are very occupied, like classes are going to take a lot of my days. So it's like nights have to be mine, you know. So I've done the thing of saying, when it comes to night, by a certain time, I'm asleep. That works for me. So whatever you feed grows, check where your time is going. You can live as many times as you want. That is a free thing I'm giving you. And you can always build at whatever age. There's usually the pressure that with January, you make resolutions, you're supposed to change one thing after another. If you're coming to the end of the month and nothing has changed, I am here to extend grace towards you. Because I think I'm in the same place here, because most of these things I'm figuring it out towards the tail end of January, but I still have a lot of time. There's a whole year. And even if you decide to change your life in December, feel free to, you know. So yeah, also, before I forget, when you're committed to something, like right now, I think I'm working on my finances. I realized, yo, I've been terrible with money in the past. Like, I have had debts that I have not paid. Shout out to you, Marion. I have not been the best with my money. You know, sometimes I just make impulse buying. Like, I just do impulse buying, where I make decisions regarding money on the go without thinking, does this have like consequences or do I really need this? And for the first time, I have gotten to, and this was also triggered by Legally Clueless, because when Adele dropped advice for the year 2024, like the things you can change, one of the things she talked about was finances. And I realized that is somewhere I realized I had a problem and I needed to change. So do an audit, like which part of your life needs you to show up differently. Another thing, I think I keep forgetting things. The last thing I'm going to share is, you know, the best version of yourself, like the, you look at yourself, you're like, if I was this version, I would be happy with myself. You are already that version. We're never going to change so much from whatever we are. We have to move from a place of being, already being what we want. You know, you want to be a musician. What do you want to be? A poet? You want to have money, you know. Start acting from, ask yourself, what would the Leo who has money do? Would they be hanging around people like this who bring them down and be like, no? They would not do that. I've been, you know, last one. Femicide. I have gone to 2 matches in January. I went for Justice for Dr. Langat, and then I went for the one that, and Femicide KE, the one that was countrywide. And I think, first things first, I think I was saddened and disappointed by the fact that we have to go as a people, we have to go on the streets every time we want change. And it is very disappointing. Like, every time someone is going to get killed, a doctor is going to get killed, a young doctor is going to get killed, and then we have to apply pressure so that you fulfill the pinch, you know. Without anyone doing anything, it's just business as usual, which is actually very sad in this day and age. When it comes to end femicide, I have very, very strong thoughts. If you feel like you are not so much stomach, then this is the point where you leave. I believe we are at a day and age where we should not be convincing men to not kill women. It should be common sense. Like, why is it so easy for you to be like, oh, women should get killed because they sleep around? Like, they're sleeping around with men. They're not sleeping around with... It's not lesbians sleeping around. And even if it was lesbians sleeping around, why is there the rhetoric of, or if you sleep around, you know, you get killed? Or is it a problem because women are finally getting autonomy of their bodies, or, you know? And then the whole narrative of, or if you're sleeping around for money, you, okay, fine, it might be prostitution, but it's like, also men engage. If it's prostitution, then it's a two-way thing, because women are not going to sleep in a vacuum. They're going to sleep with a man. And isn't that still prostitution? But that is not like where the point, the whole point is, we are at a place where we cannot keep asking men to either, oh, stop undressing women. The next time is, oh, stop, you know, harassing them, stop catcalling. And it's usually one thing after another, and it gets exhausting. Someone pointed out the fact that we keep telling women what to do, like, as men, I'm a man too. So as men, we keep telling women what to do, you know, to be safe, don't walk at night. They stopped working at night. And then it was like, oh, so that you're not harassed, don't do anything short. You get harassed in a buibui. Women get harassed in buibuis. They're raping babies who are 10 months old. So how was that undressed? Or they are told, oh, you know, walk in groups. They walk in groups. They, you know, it's no longer, there is no winning. Like, women will. And then the other thing is, women are the ones who have to change their behavior around men's behavior. Do you realize that the bad behavior of either killing or harassing women is a men's problem? It is not a women's problem. Like, men are the perpetrators of this. So to be asked to change your behavior around a perpetrator is one thing. To constantly be told, oh, change this behavior, or change another one, or now do this and do this, while men are not going to change, what is the use if men are going to stay the same? I think it is mad for us to be like, oh, women should stop doing this and stop doing this and stop doing this, when at the end of the day, people are killing them are men. So men should just stop killing. And I don't want the finger pieces. I'm not going to listen to whatever opinion you have. This is mine, you know. You listen to it, swallow it, you know, sit in it. I don't care. You know, if you are one of those men who believe, oh, a woman should be killed for sleeping around, I don't fucking care. I don't, there's no schooling you. I'm not trying to school you. I'm just saying we're going to get to a point where we're not going to be asking kindly for women to be protected. There are going to be either better rules, better laws in place, or something of that sort, you know. So we need to do better by women. Even in men who are like, oh, but I'm not that type, but are you speaking up? Is your friend group doing certain things that are harmful to women, but you don't feel the need to speak up? You know, we have contributed in our very small ways to the harm that women experience, like, in their daily lives. Yeah. So have a good week. Whenever you're listening to this, have an amazing week. I hope your life is better. You know, your life is better and you experience abundance and you get all the love that you want. Bye-bye.